Scientists say increasing levels of CO2 and other gases in the atmosphere are warming the planet and causing the oceans to become more acidic, threatening aquatic life and the livelihoods of commercial fishermen. Last Sunday afternoon in Homer's Mud Bay, a group of fishermen and other mariners sent out a giant SOS distress signal on the water to raise awareness of the issue. KBBI's Marcia Lynn reports.
10 through 14.
In the bright afternoon sun, kayakers organized on the beach at Mud Bay. A blueprint mapped out how they would be grouped on the water to spell the words acid ocean within the giant SOS formed by larger boats. One paddler explained her reasons for taking part in the event.
Art and politics. It's great that the two are coming together and we're making a great statement and it's a good action and hopefully Congress and President will listen to us about climate change.
At the docks along the Homer Spit, fishing and recreational boats were getting ready to launch and head toward Mud Bay. Brad Warren of Sustainable Fisheries Partnership, a group that works with fisheries worldwide to effect positive change, was about to hop aboard one of the vessels. Warren says ocean acidification is a problem he simply could not ignore.
I spent more than 20 years in the fishing industry running fishing industry trade publications. I left that because seeing what was coming with CO2, it was very clear that knowing who I knew and what I knew, I'd have trouble living with myself if I didn't take it on. This is the kind of problem that is a global threat to the future of fisheries. This is the question of whether the oceans are fit to make the kind of life we eat or not.
He says Alaskan fishermen are fighting to keep their jobs and their lifestyle.
There's a lot of money and a lot of jobs, a lot of people's family and legacies at stake. There are many families here where the generation that's fishing today wants their children to be able to come up behind them and do the same.
Rachel Brennan of Halibut Cove powers toward Mud Bay on her 22-foot skiff to join other vessels tied up to buoys anchored in a circle around the kayakers. Her husband has been a commercial fisherman for more than 40 years, and she wants to help raise public awareness of ocean acidification.
Well, I'm here because I'm excited to bring attention to our oceans, and this is how we make our living. We're halibut fishermen, and we really believe in fishing, clean fishing practices, and taking care of our oceans for future generations.
As the boat display was in the final stage of being formed, a fog bank rolled in, temporarily grounding the helicopter carrying the photographers. In a skiff on the water, John Quigley, aerial artist who designed the SOS formation, was shouting directions through a bullhorn and urging boaters to cheer for sunshine. It worked, and the fog parted long enough for the photo shoot to be completed. Organizers of the event hope it will urge Alaska's legislators and political leaders worldwide to take action on the issue of climate change. In Homer, I'm Marcia Lynn.